Big supporters of roller derby here in the Great Southern. Our Great Southern Breakers have gained a bit of momentum over the past few years. They're getting a lot of support out there. And next year, they move into their new home. The construction on the venue is continuing, and having a chat now with Stax and Splats from the Albany Roller Derby League. Welcome along.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how are things ticking out there at Lower Denmark Road?
Amazingly, everything is up. It's going to be locked up soon, which means just the internal fit out's going to be done. So we'll be ready to roll in the new year.
And the playing surface, I understand, is probably one of the best out there.
Definitely.
In the area.
Definitely. Concrete's fantastic to skate on, and it's treated in a way that there's enough slide and grip to it. So it's great for any roller sports and just, you know, general running around sports as well.
And not only are we looking to use this venue for roller derby, we're also looking to open it up to other groups out there that might want to have a bit of fun on the surface.
Oh, absolutely. We're currently in negotiations with using our mezzanine space with some fitness type people, and we're hoping to have roller hockey very regularly down there.
Yeah.
Fridays at this stage is what we're looking at. That'll be very casual, and just bring along some wheelie shoes and sticks, and the rest of it will be done by us.
So around March, April next year, we're looking to open up the new venue out there?
Oh, even earlier than that. We're hoping that February, because we've got
wow.
games. So we've got our rec league games starting. The 10th of February is the first one. So
yep, 10th of February, first rec league. Rec league is a new idea for WA, really, in that anyone who is able to play roller derby can come down and participate in our two teams, the Cold Snaps and Storm Fronts, which we've just had our logos done by Dee Mosca. She's quite a known artist in the Southwest. And yeah, it's just going to be
relevant
really
names,
fun.
I mean, given the weather we have down here most of the year.
Definitely. Exactly. The league came up with those names. So that was, like everything that we do, we always involve all our league members in that. So we came up with the names, and then it went out to logos. And, you know, we got quite some interesting responses. And we ended up with those wonderful cat and dog logos, which we're pretty happy with. And we can't wait to have on our uniforms.
Oh, we love the 80s kitsch.
We'll just talk about the 80s. Max Headroom.
Yes.
Made an appearance.
Would have liked to have had him on there, but I got outvoted.
Oh, next time. Now, you're encouraging juniors to get involved with roller derby.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. We haven't been able to talk about this until today, is that Bendigo Bank here in Albany have kindly supported us to run junior roller skating next year, which is amazing. So with their support, we've been able to take away one of the biggest barriers, which is the cost of skates. Skates are really expensive, between $200 and $300 a pair. And look, for most people, that's not really a thing they want to be chucking out for their kids, you know, especially kids being kids, they get over things pretty quickly.
Play sport for a little while and then they move on.
Yeah. So we've taken away that barrier, and it means that our junior roller skating program can happen next year with skate hire for young people. So to find out more about that, you can just easily head to our website. At albanyrollerderby.com.au and I'll find out the cost, the price, the time, and register as well for next year, which is really exciting.